He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the May 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting again today from a cloudy Sarasota, Florida. The market, well, you know, it's a little flat today after a very nice day, almost a 300-point gain yesterday in the market. Today, we're up just 18 points, but get this, we're above 25,000 once again. We have reclaimed the 25,000 level. We'll see if we can hold it today. The Dow at 25,031 points this morning. The S&P 500 closing in on 2,800 now. The S&P is up 7 points this morning. It's at 2,740. The NASDAQ has reclaimed 7,400. It's up 19 points today. That's the best performer of all. The index is up almost 3/10. Of 1% is the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Russell 2000, it's up just a fraction here this morning. Pennies, actually. Crude oil up 15 cents to $17.39. That's where crude oil sits here today. Crude's had a very nice run here recently. And let's see, where is the 10-year yield this morning? I'm not finding my 10-year yield. It was at 3.07, 3.08 or thereabouts yesterday. And the 10-year yield, very, very quiet here again today. But I think we are above 3% now to stay. So get used to it. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And again, once again, broadcasting today from Sarasota, Florida, where I'll be meeting with folks all day long today, tomorrow, and half the day on Friday. We might be able to squeeze you in somewhere if you'd like to meet with myself. We are pretty full this week. I've got a busy schedule. But if you'd like to try to squeeze an appointment in here, we're at the Westin Hotel. The controversial, I guess, Westin Hotel, which is also part of the View condominiums, all one big, massive block of buildings right in the center, right in the heart of Sarasota. That's where we are. Easy to find. Nice place. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. You can go there, or you can send me an email, bill@GundersonCapital.com. Well, you know, we had a nice day in the market yesterday. A ceasefire was called in the ongoing war that's not a trade war, right, with China. There seems to be some progress being made so far. The Dow was up 1.2% yesterday. I noticed most of the action was happening in the industrials as far as the Dow goes, like Boeing and Caterpillar and Deere, etc., the ones that had tariff threats against them. And I noticed that in the NASDAQ, the action was mainly in the chip stocks, the semiconductor stocks, which led the way. The small caps had an okay day. They were up 0.7% yesterday. And the tech overall was up about 0.8%. Energy also had a good day yesterday. A lot of the little small cap oil stocks. I've hit a couple of really nice trading returns on a couple of the smaller oil stocks, and we bought two more yesterday in the speculative trading portfolio. Those live trades go out to my live trading subscribers. If you go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, if I make any buy or sell in any one of my accounts, whether it's the trading account, the Premier Growth, the Ultra Growth, the dividend portfolio, or the mutual fund ETF portfolio, I send those out via email to the live trading subscribers. That service is $89 per month, and it includes my newsletter, the Full Monty newsletter, with all the portfolios. You know, I've compared that against my competition, other people that do the live trading. I don't think it can be matched for the amount of portfolios that I cover and the price that I charge. Well, I've had many people write to me saying, thank you, Gunderson, you made some money with you. Now, listen, I'm sure there's those that have lost money, too, by buying only one stock and saying, oh, this doesn't work. But I think we've done pretty good for folks. If you're interested in that, that is on our website at GundersonCapital.com. We're getting some strength today in the semiconductors, a little bit here again today, being led by Micron. Micron is having a very good day. Micron is up 7.7% today. Is this $69 billion Boise, Idaho-based company? And, of course, J.R. Simplot, who made his money in potato chips and French fries, potatoes for McDonald's, decided to invest in another kind of a chip. Was one of the early investors in Micron Technology, which is now a $69 billion market cap company. Does not pay a dividend. Has been growing its earnings over the last 5 years by 10% per year, has had a huge run here this year, and Micron is up 7.6% today. They are celebrating the eased trade tensions between China and the U.S. Micron was one of the companies in the within shotgun range of those tariffs that China was threatening to do. Intel's also having a good day, and let's see what Intel's doing today as the semiconductors are adding on to yesterday's move. Intel, it's up a little bit, a third of a percent. Micron's also getting a lot of price target hikes after their analyst day. I don't own Micron. Micron, to me, is too much of a commodity-like stock. Those flash memory chips, they ebb and flow with supply and demand, much like other commodities. It's always been a very unpredictable stock for me. I like a little bit more predictability. Micron is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app at number 262, so you could make a case for it. 262 out of 5,552. But the stock, you know, over the years, look, it's doubled over the last 12 months. It's averaged 28% per year over the last 3 years. And over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered 21% per year returns to investors, while the market's only delivered 7% returns. So, yeah, I could have done well with Micron, but it's not one that I currently own. China to cut their import duties on cars. That was announced today as each side continues to give to compromise a little bit. China was charging us a 25% tariff on our passenger vehicles. They're going to lower that to 15%. The automakers are rallying a bit on that news. And also on car parts, they are going to lower the tariff on car parts to just 6%. So it comes after Washington froze its proposed China tariffs and looks into lifting the ban on ZTE, which is a major Chinese technology company. Also, Beijing has halted its probe into U.S. sorghum imports. They accuse us of dumping sorghum on Beijing. And they've restarted their review. And they're going to not restart their review. Oh, they're going to restart the review. That's right. They put that off, the Qualcomm NXP deal. So concessions being made on both sides. Automobile stocks are generally higher this morning. I don't own any automobile stocks right now in my portfolio. But we're seeing some movement there. Tata up 3.8% today. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio. A lot of stocks on the move here this morning. We'll talk about them when we come back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's see. We got news from Alibaba. Baba has been doing very nicely since the ceasefire was declared between the U.S. And China. In fact, Baba has been doing very well since about the middle of April when they reported their earnings. I continue to own Baba in my premier growth portfolio. It does not pay a dividend yield, and it's growing a lot faster than Kimberly-Clark or Procter & Gamble. Alibaba has been growing their earnings by 33% per year over the last 5 years, and I still find it to be a reasonably priced growth stock. Procter & Gamble, by contrast, has only been growing their earnings by negative numbers over the last 5 years. Well, they've had some single-digit growth here this year, about 2% growth. And you know what? Alibaba is now twice the size of Procter & Gamble. And yet you go into one of these big wirehouse firms and they want to sell you Procter & Gamble. I don't know why that is. Alibaba's Ant Financial leads a $200 million round in motion sensing company Orbec. Well, Orbec designs and manufactures 3D sensors that work for facial and gesture recognition, 3D measurement, and map reconstructions. The sensors can work in smartphones, robots, or smart home devices. Alibaba shares today up a little bit. Baba is up. Nah, it's actually flat right now, but let's see where it's ranked in the Best Stocks Now app right now, which takes into account valuation and performance. Those two together, Alibaba's ranked number 68 out of in my database of 5,552. I continue to own Alibaba once again in the premier growth portfolio. You should have bought your soybeans last week. Soybean prices are surging as U.S. and China declare trade war truce. Soybeans surged to their strongest one-day gain in more than a month after the U.S. and China appeared to declare a truce, at least for now in their trade dispute, sending soybeans for July delivery. I don't need mine until August. 2.7% higher to 10.25 in Chicago for their highest settlement since May the 4th. So that's good news if you're growing soybeans. We estimated a potential increase of 60 to 90 billion in Chinese purchases of U.S. goods with the rise in agricultural imports, particularly beef. Another good news out of the trade talks, says Morgan Stanley. Soybean sales to China had been noticeably slowing in recent weeks due to traders' concerns that the Chinese anti-dumping deposits imposed on sorghum, which essentially killed all sorghum exports to China, might be replicated on soybeans. But nope, we're out of the woods on soybeans. I don't know of a soybean ETF. There are some farming ETFs, however. I know there's a corn ETF, CORN. How's it been doing here recently? Not bad. It's breaking out to new highs. And, of course, there's also some general commodity ETFs, such as DBC, which is also breaking out to a new high. DBC is the Diversified Commodity Index. I believe there's a DBA, which is agricultural. Yes, there is. Exchange Traded Fund. It's seeking investment results corresponding to the Diversified Agriculture Index. You know, there's an ETF. I think all the ETFs that could ever be invented have been invented by now. JP Morgan adds to those warning on emerging markets. Okay, this is something that I've been writing about in my newsletter recently. My newsletter breaks down first whether to be in the market or not in the market at all as a market timer, okay? It also breaks down and ranks the asset classes. You know, those asset classes, you could say, in very simple terms, include bonds and stocks. But that can also extend out to precious metals, real estate, commodities, inverse funds, cash. Those are your basic asset classes that you have a choice to be invested in, or none of the above. And at any given time, those asset classes, there's a few that are in favor and there's a few that aren't in favor. Precious metals continues to be a very badly lagging asset class. I have zero exposure to that asset class. Bonds are a horrible asset class right now on a relative basis. They're going backwards while stocks are going forwards. Which would you rather be in? But those asset classes rotate amongst themselves during these big cycles that take place in the market. And I believe that when those cycles begin to rotate, that you need to adjust your portfolio. Now, these are usually, they can be multi-year cycles. And we're undergoing a little bit of asset class rotation right now. Now, within each asset class, the stock market, for instance, you've got foreign stocks, you've got domestic stocks. And within each, you have small, mid, large cap. Well, I can tell you that the U.S. stock market is starting to take a big lead. The emerging markets are beginning to falter. And I've been showing that in my newsletter each week, especially in the technical analysis section of the newsletter. I measure the emerging markets with the ETF VWO, which is the Vanguard Emerging Index ETF. That thing has been pretty precariously perched recently, right on its support level. It's starting to firm up now, however, but I would be very careful with the emerging markets right now. China's perking up. But Latin America, Brazil in particular, and Argentina, which seemed to be coming back with a pro-business president down there, but Argentina has a terrible reputation for getting their economy going, only to have it fall apart again. And it looks like Argentina is starting to fall apart again. Massive deficits. Inflation's coming back. They're a part of the emerging markets. So JP Morgan says, be very careful. These economies have livered up, and it's not clear that they can absorb higher funding rates going forward. Be very careful of the emerging markets right now. I agree with JP Morgan. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why is Adobe up and Shopify down today? Both of these are been pretty hot stocks here recently, particularly Adobe. And of course, Shopify, S-H-O-P, some have called it the next Amazon, a young Amazon. I have a hard time with that comparison, but, you know, nevertheless, Shopify has put up some pretty big numbers here as of late. Well, Adobe today is making an acquisition. The acquisitions continue here in 2018, especially from these companies that are flush with a heck of a lot of cash sitting on their balance sheets. Adobe announced that they will acquire commerce platform company Magento Commerce for $1.6 billion. I mean, that's chump change for Adobe. Adobe is a $118 billion company, but the stock is breaking out again today to new all-time highs. You know, I see this trend of these giant technology companies spreading their tentacles into all kinds of different types of businesses. You know, Adobe is really kind of known for Photoshop and PDF files. And now they're acquiring a commerce platform company, much like Shopify in Magento. Magento's platform combines digital commerce, order management, and predictive intelligence across shopping experiences. Current Magento clients include Canon, Paul Smith, and Rosetta Stone. The Magento Commerce Cloud product will join the Adobe Experience Cloud. The deal is expected to close in Adobe's quarter three, and each company will continue to operate independently after the close. Well, this is basically the same type of business that Shopify is in, wherein they will provide you the software to build and run web stores and process online orders. So you can go to Shopify, set up your shop, and instead of having a shop or a kiosk in the mall, you've now got a shop or a kiosk on the internet at Shopify or Magento or any number of other online shopping companies. Well, this is seen as a direct threat to Shopify. Shopify shares, which I do not own, are down 3.9% today, while Adobe shares today are up 1.3% right now. Now, I continue to own Adobe. Adobe is a large cap growth stock. Adobe has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years at 27% per year. Of course, they went to a subscription model. Instead of paying each year or every 2 years for the upgrade, you pay one fee every month, and Adobe gets those recurring sales month after month after month from the subscriptions, much like Amazon Prime. And you, in exchange, get all the products updated, or whichever products you use at Adobe, whether it's inline design or Photoshop or other products, for one price every month, and every time there's an upgrade, it's included in your subscription. Now, Adobe has put up some big numbers. Another stock that I own in my premier growth portfolio. It's not a 2% grower. It's not a 3% grower. It's been growing by 27% per year over the last 5 years. It's now reached $118 billion. In market capitalization, has this San Jose company, one of the tech behemoths out there. It's expected to continue to grow by 16% per year over the next 5 years. Over the last 12 months. The stock is up 77%. Market's up 14.2%. Over the last 3 years, Adobe, ADBE, has delivered 44% per year returns, compound annual returns, while the market's delivered 8.7%. And over the last 5 years, Adobe has returned 40% per year, while the market's delivered 10%. There is not a dividend yield on Adobe. When they start paying a dividend, you know that Adobe's better years are behind it. That usually happens when growth starts to slow down and they become a growth and an income stock, starting to pay a dividend to keep those investors around, feeding them those breadcrumbs, those dividends, to keep the investors from leaving the stock for more fertile pastures. That's my observations over the years of why companies start to pay dividends. You notice it's towards the latter part of their careers. Not during their hot growth years are they paying dividends. Apple didn't start a dividend till, I don't know, a couple years ago. Intel, you know, started paying a dividend when their growth slowed down. Microsoft started paying a dividend when their growth started to slow down. Adobe does not yet pay a dividend. Now, from a valuation point of view, the performance numbers, when I compare the performance of Adobe versus the other 5,551 stocks in my database, Adobe gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. How come you don't own it? I don't know. We own it here at Gunderson Capital. Momentum grade is A-, so it continues to power on. From a valuation point of view, it's a little bit expensive right now, but I can still make a case at the growth pace that they're currently on and where their earnings estimates are currently. I mean, this year their earnings are expected to be up 50% versus last year. Look at this quarter that they just reported. Their earnings were up 65%. Their sales were up 24% year over year. I could still make a case at the course that it's currently on and the earnings potential 5 years from now and a multiple on those potential earnings, I can make a case for a $400 stock down the road 5 years from now. Now, there's a lot of what ifs. Look, the economy may fall apart within the next 5 years. In fact, it's highly likely that we'll have a recession within the next 5 years. So that doesn't mean you can buy a stock and just go to sleep on it. But right now, based on the earnings expectations and the growth path that the stock is on, this stock is still poised to move higher. And now they're making an acquisition that puts them in direct competition to Shopify, which is a much smaller company. Adobe could really, ruffle Shopify's feathers quite a bit. Shopify is a $15 billion company. My problem with Shopify is the valuation. But, you know, it's got, I guess, Amazon-like valuation. They have very little in the way of earnings yet. Shopify is now a $15 billion company. But the forward P.E. ratio on Shopify is 250 versus a 25% growth rate. So that's a little tough for me to swallow. Shopify is currently ranked at number 1,287 out of 5,500. Shopify is up 56.9% over the last 12 months. Boy, all kinds of bells and phones ringing. I'll tell you what, I can't get any peace and quiet around here. But I like this acquisition by Adobe, ADBE, and it is a stock that I continue to own at Gunderson Capital Management. Where is Adobe ranked today? In the app, Adobe's overall rank is number 106 out of 5,552. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about oil Man, I'm seeing some action, especially in the small cap, mid cap oil stocks. We've nabbed a couple of really nice winners here recently in the small cap oil arena, especially in the speculative trading portfolio. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a few other odds and ends here. Oil reclaims its new multi-year high as the U.S. adds to sanctions in Venezuela. Venezuela is an oil producer, and the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Venezuela following what it called the sham re-election of President Maduro. Sham? What do you mean? A new executive order bans U.S. citizens from being involved in the sales of Venezuela's accounts receivables related to oil and other assets. In addition to this, U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo vowed to impose the strongest sanctions in history on Iran. Well, that's going to push oil prices higher, one would think. You know, even though our U.S. shale production is offset some of that, that's a big loss of oil supply from Iran and Venezuela. So I continue to be bullish. I've done very, very well in the oil patch since late last year when I got back in. House votes on a bill easing Dodd-Frank. That will happen soon, especially loosening the minimum standards on certain home mortgage loans. Hey, go try to get a mortgage loan on a home. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. So hopefully there will be some, especially for the smaller banks. They are just overwhelmed. They have been overwhelmed by Dodd-Frank. So hopefully there will be some easing there soon. Zuckerberg testifies in Brussels today about the Cambridge Analytica privacy breach. Facebook stock been coming back nicely. And if you want to find out what Starbucks' latest bathroom policy is, I guess you could go to their website. But, you know, there's a lot of fear that their bathrooms will become homeless shelters and drug havens. You know, look, I had an office in downtown San Diego. I saw a lot of weird stuff going on in the bathrooms downtown. So we'll see how Starbucks fares with their bathroom policy, which they're now clarifying, okay? They're clarifying that. Few companies in the news today with earnings. TJ Maxx, they missed by 6 cents, but they beat on revenues. I believe that is an S&P 500 company. TJ Maxx is up 1.6% today. Kohl's also beat earnings. Kohl's has made a pretty nice comeback. Kohl's is down, however, 4.9% today. AutoZone beats by 41 cents, but they miss on revenue. I don't own any of these stocks. AutoZone is now down 4.7. And Lowe's nabs a leader in the retail industry, highly regarded guy who's been trying to bring back JCPenney's, but I think that one's probably beyond repair. Lowe's was up on the news. Lowe's nabs Marvin Ellison as the company's new CEO. Lowe's was up. Now it's dropped a little bit, and JCPenney continues to sink. $2.42 per share. Okay, two other stories. Keep your eye on Scientific Games with the new betting legalization on sports betting, Supreme Court ruling. Scientific Games continues to break out. They renewed the contract with the Ontario Lottery and Gaming. So they're into everything, that Scientific Games. They've never made any money. They're looking to be profitable next year. But they seem to be one of the leaders right now gaming potential probabilities of different types of gaming betting activity. And one last story here today. It looks like Aurora Cannabis is buying another company. Now, I reported in my newsletter that they made an acquisition last week. They bought a pretty sizable company. Aurora Cannabis seems to be a player that is here to stay in the cannabis industry. The symbol is ACBFF on the bulletin boards. But it's a pretty sizable company. This is not a penny stock. It's acquiring an initial 9% ownership in CTT via a $1 million convertible debenture. Well, you can invest in that debenture. I hope it doesn't debenture you. You're going to get 5% on that debenture. The agreement includes an issuance of warrants enabling Aurora to increase its ownership to 42%. CTT will provide Aurora with global exclusivity to develop, manufacture, and market its oral thin film wafers. I guess they'll be passing wafers at the Bob Dylan concert from now on. Thin film wafers. Is that like the Listerine, you know? You could put that on your tongue and pretty soon your breath would smell good and all that kind of stuff. The companies will work towards obtaining a Health Canada approval for introduction of the new products. A wafer that will deliver cannabis into your system. That sounds wonderful. All right, one other one. This one has been showing up on my radar. Now it's just busting loose. I missed it. World Wrestling Entertainment. Not exactly my cup of tea. But this stock has just exploded to the upside. They've got this big deal going on in Saudi Arabia. And now there's talk of a massive offer to make Fox the new home of SmackDown Live. So that's a small cap breakout, WWE breaking out today. All right, well, if you would like to try to meet with us, we have had one cancellation. I got a cancellation today. So if you'd like to meet with Bill Gunderson, my planner, we're in Sarasota, we're at the Westin Hotel downtown. We are booked. Busy week ahead, but we did have a cancellation here. During the show, I answered the phone during the break, and one of our people canceled. So if you'd like to try to work in an appointment with us this week, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Last week's newsletter was a beauty. If you didn't get it, again, go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.